The Legacy of Compassion, the Frang Association Story.
In the quiet of midnight on April 1, 2000, a tragedy unfolded in the upscale villa district of Nanjing, China. This tragedy later gave rise to an extraordinary tale of compassion and humanity with the formation of the Frang Association.
A night of horror. Four unemployed young men, armed with knives and seeking to commit theft, inadvertently broke into the home of Jürgen Frang, a German national.
Upon being discovered, a conflict ensued, and due to a language barrier and ensuing panic, Frang and his family of four were tragically murdered. Sensing something amiss, security personnel alerted the police, who swiftly apprehended the culprits. Despite their capture, the four young men were sentenced to death for their crimes.
A mother's mercy.
The depth of this incident was felt profoundly during the trial, as Frang's mother traveled from Germany to witness the proceedings. The defendants were not hardened criminals but uneducated, unemployed youths from rural areas, displaying a naive and panic-stricken demeanor. In a move that surprised many in China, Frang's mother reached out to the court with a letter, expressing her belief that the death penalty was too severe a punishment for young men.
Nevertheless, the court upheld their sentences, turning grief into action.
Amid the sorrow, a proposal emerged at Frang's memorial service to establish a foundation dedicated to helping impoverished Chinese children afford education. The rationale was clear. If these young men had received a proper education and stable employment, they might never have resorted to theft and murder.
The idea was met with unanimous support. The birth of the Frang Association. In November of the same year, German expatriates and other foreign residents in Nanjing founded the Frang Association in memory of the Frang family.
The association's mission was to provide educational opportunities for children from impoverished families in northern Jiangsu, the very region the four young perpetrators called home. This initiative was the foreign community's response to the tragedy, grounded in the belief that education, not retribution, is the key to eradicating the root causes of crime.
Education over retribution.
The stark contrast between the wealthy South and the impoverished North of Jiangsu is a historical and geographical reality. To prevent future tragedies like that which befell the Frang family, the greatest strength comes from love and widespread care. This love must begin in childhood, as these formative years shape the rest of one's life. A single act of kindness in childhood can foster a lifetime of love, just as a single act of hatred can sow seeds of bitterness that may grow for years.
Over 1,000 dreams fulfilled. Since its inception, the Frang Association has quietly supported the education of over 1,000 impoverished Chinese students, helping them realize their dreams of schooling.
Despite its significant impact, the association remains relatively unknown.
A tribute to life. The Chinese media once covered this moving story in a feature titled A Gift to Life.
A title with multiple meanings. It honors both the lives lost and those being nurtured and supported. The children who benefit from the Frang Association's work are unrelated to the four young men, but their futures are being rewritten through the power of education. A Christmas tree of hope. At an international school in the eastern suburbs of Nanjing, there stands a unique Christmas tree.
Each year, as the holiday approaches, the tree is adorned with hundreds of cards bearing the names and information of children from rural northern Jiangsu. Foreign students passing by take a card and, together with their families, prepare gifts to send New Year blessings to these children.
This embodies establishing love through education. By giving love once, one reaps love squared.
In the face of unspeakable tragedy, the Frang Association stands as a testament to the power of compassion and the transformative potential of education.
It is a story of how love and kindness emerge from darkness and how a community's collective response to a senseless act can sow seeds of hope and change for future generations.
Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.